And now some news from the world of sports and women's college basketball. The host Johnson State Badgers defeated Plymouth State 65-57 at Carter Gym last night. Casey DeGrinia led all scorers with 18 points and owned the boards on the night, pulling down 17 rebounds to complete a double-double. The Badgers improved to just below 500 on the season at 11-12 with that non-conference win. However, the biggest women's college basketball game of the night was played in Connecticut, where the number one team in the country, the UConn Huskies, added to their legendary run of success with a 66-55 win over number 6 South Carolina. Just a regular season game, sure, but it marked UConn's 100th win in a row. Yes, the Huskies have now gone 100 consecutive games without losing to anyone. They're on a run of 4 straight NCAA championships under coach Gino Auriemma, and they won again last night, even with one of their star players, Kia Nurse, hobbled by injury. Needless to say, the 100 straight wins is an NCAA Division I record, and like the Cal Ripken consecutive game streak, it's not one likely to be broken anytime soon, if ever. On the high school hardwood, a number of games were postponed due to the wild winter weather yesterday, but one game that did get played saw the CVU boys improve to 16-1 on the season, topping St. Johnsbury 57-52. The Redhawks have now won 13 in a row, and they got balanced scoring last night, 4 players in double figures, while Antonio Carlisle had a game-high 17 points for St. Johnsbury in the losing effort. In boys high school hockey, Jordy Allard scored a hat trick to lead Hartford over Northfield 5-2. To the pro game on the ice in the NHL, the New York Rangers squeezed past the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 when rookie Jimmy Vesey scored to break a third period tie, and backup goalie Antti Raanta held the fort in the final minute when Columbus pulled the goalie for an extra skater and swarmed the Rangers end of the ice. Raanta finished the night with 30 saves. Dan Girardi and Kevin Hayes also scored for the Blue Shirts. In the NBA, it's hard to recall now the early part of the season when the Boston Celtics really struggled, because now Boston is on a run in which they've won 10 of their last 11 games, including last night's 111-98 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Isaiah Thomas continues to shine, pouring in 29 points in the win, but when the Celtics are really good, they're giving Thomas lots of support. And Marcus Smart contributed 19 points of his own last night. Kelly Olynyk came off the bench to score 7 of his 15 in the fourth quarter. And the Celtics are now just 2 games behind the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers for first place in the Eastern Conference. And while Thomas said after an earlier season loss to the Cavs, they're just not in that same elite league, that is, he may not agree with that statement now. Elsewhere around the league, the Denver Nuggets gave the Golden State Warriors a taste of their own medicine, tying an NBA record last night by hitting 24 three-pointers in a 132-110 upset win. The Warriors are known for their long-range shooting, but Steph Curry had an off night, and the hometown sellout crowd at the Pepsi Center in Denver was treated to a slice of history as the Nuggets tied the record for scoring beyond the arc set by Houston earlier this season, and they sent Golden State to just their 9th loss of the year.